Wayne, welcome to Faith and Doubt. Today we're exploring how prophetic decrees can break financial struggles and release blessing. You know, you talk about releasing prophetic decrees, but what does that actually sound like in a session? If someone comes to you in real financial crisis, what words do you have them speak, and how is that different from just positive thinking?
Well, the biggest difference is it's not just positive thinking. It's positive, I like to call it positive activation, because we're using the words of the Bible. We're actually using God's word, and that's so important because in his word, he says that his word will not return void. So when we release, whether it be I am blessed in the city and blessed in the field, whether we're releasing, remember Deuteronomy 8:18, remember the Lord thy God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. We're saying, Lord, I'm blessed because of you. The hand of providence is upon me. And we're taking his actual scriptures and releasing it. What we're doing is a petition. Yes, we're asking God to remember his word and to activate it in our life. Number two, we're making a prophetic declaration because there are spiritual forces and we're decreeing this will manifest. Job 22:28 says, you'll decree a thing and it will be established unto you.
So it's connecting to scripture, but also you said spiritual forces? To some, that might sound quite mysterious. How do you discern if a financial struggle is spiritual, practical, or both?
I think in many cases it is both. And so you have to attack it from both. But let's go back to if it's spiritual. If it's a spiritual attack, yes, some people, that may sound mysterious, but the word is very clear that we have... And we battle in the spiritual realm. So if it's a spiritual battle to decree financial freedom, to have God and his hand of providence in your life. Now, let's go back to if it is physical or practical, as you said. That means maybe I'm in financial debt because of bad decisions or things I shouldn't have bought that I did buy, or I didn't go to this college and didn't get this degree and I picked the wrong, the field of education or the wrong field of employment. All of that's practical, but that still is in God's control. He is over all things. So we ask for wisdom. That's part of the decrees. Lord, give me the wisdom. This is so important because wisdom will help us make great decisions. And wisdom, it says in the word, is something that he freely gives to those who ask.
So it's this blend of asking for divine wisdom and also addressing practical things like decisions and employment. Now, your site carries testimonials about your prophetic words hitting things right on the nose. But prophecy, by definition, sometimes doesn't land. What happens in a session when the word you spoke over someone's finances doesn't come to pass the way you both hoped? How do you sit with that, personally?
Yeah, so we have to understand that it is a mystery. God's word is a mystery that we get to discover. And when we are, whether we're prophesying from a word of knowledge of God, or we're taking his word and we're taking that, what we call the logos, the written word, and we're decreeing this over our life, then we do this with faith and expectation. But understanding if it doesn't come to pass the way we hope for, whether in a certain time period or even in a certain financial way, of monetary blessings, then we have to understand, we have to go back to, and this is so, so important, we have to go back to the fact that it is in his time, and every seed does produce after its own kind, but not always in the time that we may like it to. So when I release a word, I just decree that the hand of providence is upon me, that I'm blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Remember the Lord thy God, who gives you the ability to produce wealth. A workman is worthy of his hire. I can just continue releasing these words. Every word is a seed, and seeds take time to germinate and then, of course, produce fruit.
So it's the metaphor of the seed and trust in divine timing, even when that timing doesn't match our own. Your ministry includes paid coaching alongside prayer and free counseling. I'm curious, how do you think about that boundary between shepherding someone financially and running a financial coaching business yourself?
That's a great question. So, Number one, the gospel of Jesus Christ is free. He gave to us. So salvation, you cannot purchase salvation. There's no way. It is a gift of God. The gifts of God are, again, a gift. However, we are also told a workman is worthy of his hire. We're told to actually go out and to live this life that he's given us. So when I look at helping somebody in financial coaching or helping somebody in life coaching itself, I'm taking the biblical principles, but I am trusting that the Holy Spirit is going to give me wisdom and revelation. And this, I think this is really important also. There's a time when that should be of no compensation, just because they're fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. There's also that time when, as with any other occupation, as in coaching or business, that there's a fee that is connected to it. That fee, as the Bible says, when you receive, the Bible says very clear, when you receive a prophet, you receive the prophet's reward. So you receiving a prophet means to take care of that prophet, to take care of that minister, take care of that voice of the Lord so they can go and continue doing what needs to be done.
So you distinguish between the gift of the gospel and the practical need to support those in ministry like yourself, seeing it as an exchange of value. This show, as you know, lives in the space between faith and doubt. Prosperity-adjacent theology is one of the most contested spaces in American Christianity. There's a critique that decree it and receive it theology can leave people blaming their own lack of faith when the money doesn't come. Have you sat with someone in that particular pain?
Yeah, absolutely. But the key is, and I'm glad you brought this up, the critique of decree it and receive it theology, there's a critique there because a lot of people take that one area. Let's take Job 22:28. You shall make a decree and it will be established unto you. The power of life, or and I love this verse, the power of life and death are in the tongue. Those who love it shall, you know, eat the fruit thereof. The power of making a decree is one thing, but there's also other principles. You cannot relate on one principle, like the principle of tithing, the principle of sowing and receiving. Where James says, and this is a very powerful verse, James says, you ask, but receive not, because you ask, admit. In other words, you ask of your own pleasure, your own lust, and so God doesn't give. Then the Bible says, a double-minded man receives nothing from the Lord. This is important because you can decree all of these things, but then the other part of you is doubting and you're in fear and you're in unbelief, and that unbelief actually will stop the blessing. So as it said, a double-minded man receives nothing from the Lord. So the question is, are you doing one principle and thinking God's going to make you rich? No, you take the word in all of it and you walk it out and you ask the Holy Spirit to lead you so you never err too far in one area or go too extreme in another.
So you're saying it's about engaging with all of these principles and being led by the Holy Spirit rather than focusing on just one while checking your heart condition for doubt. Before we go, for listeners who want to follow up on what we covered, where can they find you and the work you're doing?
PastorWayneSutton.com is the best. PastorWayneSutton.com, you can look at our blog. You can do coaching if that's what you choose. And you can also find us on YouTube, just YouTube, Pastor Wayne Sutton. And of course, on Amazon, you can pick up the book. It's called Spoken. And just put in Spoken by Wayne Sutton. So hopefully that helps.
Thanks so much for coming on, Wayne. That bit about treating words as seeds planted in faith is going to stick with me. Now, if you're enjoying Faith and Doubt, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or whatever app you use, so the next episode lands in your feed automatically. And thank you for spending part of your day with us. It means a lot. Until next time, AIHosts.fm signing off.